Dictation for Christopher, Christopher. Leffingwell, Leffingwell, May 10, 87. I saw Mr. Leffingwell, per request of University of Michigan Transplant Center. Christopher is a 35-year-old gentleman, has no primary care. Receive a deceased donor renal transplant early 2020. Unfortunately, he did not take transplant medications 2-3 weeks and has developed progressive advanced renal failure. Was admitted to the hospital late November 2022 with diagnosis of acute cellular rejection. A second admission, January 10th, for severe hypertension when medications were adjusted. He says now to be compliant with transplant medicine and blood pressure medicines. Presently, normal appetite, supposed to be doing salt restriction, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. He still has good urine output, no cloudiness of blood, no edema, no neuropathy, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea or orthopnea, PND, no skin rash, bruises, no headaches, no changes on eyesight or decreased hearing. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, his past medical history, initial ESRD, late 2016, early 2017, uncontrolled hypertension. Biopsy done through BOMA Hospital, compatible with thrombotic microangiopathy. Was on dialysis for around 3 years. A left-sided AV fistula that never developed, a right-sided AV fistula that since the transplant 2020 has collapsed. Did have evaluation, hematology, University of Michigan pre-transplant because of persistently low platelets. They did extensive serology for complement abnormalities for a typical HUS, as well as TTP, being negative results. There has been persistent thrombocytopenia, but no active bleeding, is relatively mild. Next paragraph, no history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, coronary artery disease, or heart problems. No history of chronic liver disease, kidney stones or gout, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, a number of AV fistulas, catheters, bilateral upper extremities, the renal transplant. Next paragraph, family history for hypertension, stroke, but no renal failure. Next paragraph, he does smoke, no alcohol, no drugs. Next paragraph, present medications include Coric, Paslo, long-acting Tacro, Lasix, Telcept, Nifedipine, and Prednisone, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, present weight, 262 pounds. He has gained about 80 pounds since transplant 3 years ago. He is alert, orientation 3. I know him from before when he was on dialysis. No respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no carotid bruise, pulpal orthotic lymph nodes, lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, kidney transplant on the right sided, obesity, with a stria of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen ascites, no peripheral edema, good peripheral pulses, and no focal deficits. Next paragraph. the most recent chemistries. January the 10th. With normal sodium potassium acid base, creatinine around 3.8. Normal calcium phosphorus albumin. Normal glucose. GFR around 19, stage 4. Anemia 9. With a normal white blood cell platelet count 124. Has low lymphocytes. MCV of 92. With phosphorus 3.9, low magnesium 1.5, pro-BNP not elevated 88, normal coagulation factors, high sensitive troponin was 40 for a normal 19 or less. There is gross proteinuria with an albumin creatinine ratio of 2,873, a protein creatinine ratio of 5.3. Urine shows more than 600 of protein, 30 of glucose, trace of blood. No bacteria. Last tacro at 7.7. Normal hapto, HAPTO, haptoglobin with minor increase of LDH. A kidney ultrasound on January 10th. Renal transplant, normal size 12.9 without obstruction. Normal renal arterial and vein Dopplers. No fluid collection. Back in November, an echocardiogram. Normal systolic function, a small pericardial effusion. No major valve abnormalities. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, status post deceased donor renal transplant, early January 2020. Next number, TKD stage 4. As patient was not taking transplant medications, he did not do blood tests for almost a year. Next number, severe hypertension. In the office, well controlled, 138/60 on the right, 140/72 on the left, continue present regimen. Next number, recent cellular rejection, biopsy proven, November, December 2022. Status post treatment with immunosuppressants, high dose. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia, etiology unknown, prior hematology workup, thrombotic microangiopathy associated to severe hypertension with negative testing for atypical hemolytic uremia as well as negative TTP. Not actively bleeding, continue to monitor. Next number, anemia related to advanced renal failure. Next number, social issues. He does have insurance. He was lost from follow-up and no blood test for almost a year, and apparently off medications at least 2 or 3 weeks despite having good insurance. He acknowledged that situation and trying to correct. He's been busy at work where he has managerial level in a car wash company. Next number, severe obesity, no documented hyperglycemia or hyperlipidemia. Monitor over time, importance of physical activity, diet, and weight reduction. Next number, allergy to chlorophyll, C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L hives. Next number, bone mineral abnormalities from advanced renal failure, continued diet and phosphorus binders, and monitor over time as well as PTH. Next number, donor kidney was positive for cytomegalovirus. He is negative for cytomegalovirus. Next number, at the time of transplant 3 years ago, the panel reactive antibodies for class 1 and class 2 was 0 in both. Next number, severe proteinuria without nephrotic syndrome, normal albumin, no edema. Next number, anemia, we will use EPO as needed to keep a hemoglobin above 10. Blood pressure right now, much better control. All issues discussed with the patient, continue monthly blood tests. Plan to see him back on the next 6 weeks or so. End of dictation.